It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here on this Friday morning, as usual, and KTIC. And Roy, let's kind of talk about the week that was. Started off with kind of a flash, and then yesterday we had another big movement in the markets. What's going on here, Roy?
Well, it's certainly an interesting time of the year, and we got what I call on my long-term seasonal charts, the frost scare rally, even though it's hard to think of the frost scare in July, but actually that a lot of years that's when it'll start, and it usually starts as kind of a gradual realization by the markets that the crop isn't as big as what's been anticipated. Now, the thing that was different this year, instead of a little gradual move up, it was a big jump, and we saw one day nearby soybean futures limit up. Now, a little of the excitement has gone since then, but it's been real interesting to watch and kind of gratifying to me, because this is a move that shows up on my long-term seasonal charts.
And you were making mention that in a normal year, at least your charts show that this kind of hangs on into the mid-September time frame usually, huh?
Usually it'll hang on until about the day or two before the September crop report, which is around the 10th. Now, there have been years when the rally started early and ended somewhere in August. Those years are kind of unusual, but you know, this could be one of them, because we started a little earlier and took a little harder shot up than what we usually see. So you need to be ready for anything, especially in the soybean market. Now, the corn market had a nice jump there one or two days, and then went back and filled that gap, and then yesterday's action went back down and went way below it. So it's a little less friendly for the corn than it is for the beans.
So if this is, in fact, that frost scare that you're talking about, do we kind of plan our, if we have some grain to move yet, do we plan on, after so many days, we better start moving, or do we look for a certain price level? What's your suggestion there?
Well, with prices where they are now, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at November soybean futures chart, and with November futures for 4 or 5 days over $10 a bushel. So, you know, if you have grain to sell, beans to sell, I'm not going to tell you, you know, to wait or to try to count a certain number more days, because this is sure an opportunity. Now, it can go higher. You know, we saw the peak in the November soybean futures back in June at about 10.75. So, but you got to look at $10 soybeans and say, hey, that's a pretty good price.
Now, you said usually we'd go into September. We don't have a whole lot for the trade to chew on except the weather situation. A little bit different this year. We were talking about that crop report that USDA is going to release next week, Wednesday. What kind of dynamic is that going to add to our discussion?
Well, it could add quite a bit of dynamics to the discussion, because we could get a surprise there. It's kind of unusual to see very much excitement around that August crop report, but my understanding is that the government is going to go back and look at some of the numbers they put out in June and maybe revise some of those. And so, you know, do we get a positive surprise or a negative surprise? You know, it could go either way. I guess that's one reason I don't want to discourage anybody from selling soybean futures at 10:30 or whatever they will be today while they're trading, because, hey, that still gets you about $9.80 for cash beans right out of the field, and that's not bad.
Well, now, this acreage report that's coming out on Wednesday, you said that can have an impact on our decision versus the acre program, the new risk management program from USDA, because that sign-up deadline is a week from today, too, isn't it?
That is a week from today, the 14th of August, and I went to a meeting earlier this week, and they were saying one of the things you're going to want to watch is this August 12th report. And if that report is real, let's say it's real bearish and prices go down, then the chances of qualifying for an acre payment are very good. If the report is neutral, or if it's bullish and the market stays up or even goes higher, then the chances of getting a payment out of that acre program in for the 2009 crop are very slim. So, you know, if you haven't made the decision yet and you're looking for factors to base it on, that's one that you can kind of hang your hat on and say, well, I'll wait till next Thursday and we'll see what the how the market reacts to that crop report.
Well, let's see. Let's talk about something else that's coming up next week. So that's Soybean Management Field Day. It's a very informative program put on by the Soybean Board and UNL Extension. And I think you said you're going to trek to Schuyler for one of those, right?
That's the only one that's very close to me. The others are at McCook, Greeley, and Upland, which are quite a ways west. So, you know, I'm going to be in the Schuyler area next Friday, and I'm not on the program this year. I haven't been on it for several years, but the speakers that are going to do the marketing and management section are Brad Lubin, and that's an independent marketing consultant from Omaha that used to be on DTN, and Alan Brugler, and I've heard him speak, and he's very good, very knowledgeable, and with a lot of practical experience. And so if anybody wants to talk to me, I'm going to try to plan to be up there. But even if you don't want to talk to me, why come and hear those other two good speakers? And plus, there's a lot of really good agronomic information on fertility and pest management, funguses, and all sorts of things like that. So those are excellent programs, and I urge everybody, you've paid for this through your checkoff, take advantage of it and get the details from your local extension office, whether you're in northeast Nebraska or somewhere else.
Very good. Have to kind of wrap things up here this morning, Roy. If folks want more information, how do they get that from you?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Well, I appreciate the information much, and we will we'll see you next week. We'll talk to you right before Schuyler then.
Okay, I'll be here.
Thank you much. Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here this morning at 840 KTIC.